the single tree.
Okay. And if you had two single trees, what were they attached to?
The buckboard, I believe, is what it's called.
All right, it's, let's see.
No, it's a cross tree.
Okay. Man had a load of wood in his wagon, and he was driving along. What would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood.
Okay. I guess, say if there was a log across the road, and you drove up to it, you had your horse or something, and it was blocking the road. So yeah, I tied a rope to it and
drug it off.
Okay. If there were a lot of them, you might say, we have
dragged them, pulled them away.
Okay.
Pulled them away.
Okay. After you plow, what do you use to break the ground up, even finer?
You disc it.
You disc?
Yeah.
Is there a longer name for that?
I don't know of any longer one than disc. That's just a round metal, several round metal things on them. Actually, turn over and break the blade up out of the clods.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of something like a harrow?
Harrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what I use the disc for.
So it's a disc harrow?
Yeah, a disc harrow is what they are.
Oh, okay.
Well, you've got several kinds of harrows.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a spring tooth harrow, you've got a straight harrow, and you've got a disc harrow.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what you want to do with it, it's what kind of harrow you want to do. If you want a smoothie, you use a spring tooth or either a pig harrow. See, the smoothie and the disc harrow cuts it up.
Okay.
Get the lumps out of it.
Uh-huh.
Several kinds of harrows.
Okay. What is it that the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
The axle.
Okay. If you were wanted to saw a log in half or so, what would you set it on? To be kind of an X-frame type thing?
You'd put it on a sawhorse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, is a sawhorse, does that have an X-frame?
X-frame, just like that. And you drop the log and between those two places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, if you wanted to cut a 4x8 sheet piece of plywood or something, what
did you use? I'd use a frame table for that.
Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Oh, well, it, it's a workbench is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'd use a workbench. It's just a long bench. Usually a workbench has some vices on it.
Mm-hmm.
And wood vices and metal vices and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Around on it where you can hold them stationary and put your vices on there.
Mm-hmm.
Wooden vices and you got several kinds of vices on there. That's what I would think if I was working with something like a 4x8 piece of plywood or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Have you ever heard of a sawboat?
Sawboat?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use one or
no?
Have one around your town?
No, never did.
Okay.